works, do follow them. Being a Christian is a beautiful life. I can't imagine life without God, without an interest in spiritual things, without an interest in being a member of the body of Christ, without being interested in going to heaven when life is over. And yet our world runs rampant with people who are not interested in things of a spiritual nature. But it can be a difficult life. We've talked about that and did talk about that in our new convert class this afternoon. It's not always easy, but yet it is a beautiful life. When you think about a life of service, Philippians chapter 2, verses 1 through 5 talks about that. And when he says in verse 5, "Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus." It's a beautiful life of relationships, whom the whole family of God is named. The Bible talks about, oftentimes, about the family or the household of God, Ephesians chapter 3, verse 15. It's a beautiful life of fellowship with God and with Christ and with those of like precious faith, as John points out in 1 John chapter 1, verse 3. It's a beautiful life of growing in the grace and knowledge of the Lord. I love spending time with the Bible. In fact, it's the highlight of, among some other things, the highlight of my days is studying the Word of God, reading it, thinking about it, meditating upon it. Make an application of it. 2 Peter 3, verse 18. "And it is a beautiful life with beautiful consequences." In Revelation chapter 21, verses 1 through 4, "that will forever be with the Lord, forever be in the presence of God, the one who created us, if we're faithful unto Him, so long as we walk in this earthly pilgrimage." So this first song we talk about has that theme, a beautiful life, each day I'll do. And it's a beautiful, beautiful hymn. Let's sing together.
Sing. "Each day I'll do a golden deed, Thy helping those who are in need. My life on earth is but a span, and so I'll do the best I can.
Life's evening sun
is sinking low.
A few more days,
and I must go to meet the deeds that I have done, where there will be no setting sun. To be a child of God each day, my light must shine along the way. I'll sing His praise while ages roll, and strive to help some troubled soul.
Last evening sun
is sinking low.
A few more days,
and I must go to meet the deeds that I have done, where there will be no setting sun. The only light that will endure is one that's kind and good and pure. And so for God I'll take my stand. Each day I'll lend a helping hand.
Last evening sun
is sinking low.
A few more days,
and I must go to meet the deed that I have done, where there will be no setting sun. While going down life's weary road, I'll try to live some traveler's load. I'll try to turn the night to day. make flowers bloom along the way.
Last evening sun
is sinking low.
A few more days,
and I must go to meet the deeds that I have done, where there will be no setting sun.
This next song, 504, talks about I want to be a worker. I want to be a worker for the Lord every day. I hope that that's the desire of each and every one of us. In the book of Proverbs, chapter 3, verses 5 and 6, the wise man penned, "Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct thy paths." If we're going to be a worker for the Lord, then we have to know what God expects of us, right? And the only way that we're going to know that is to turn to His holy word, not to our own understanding, not to the way that I think God would have me to be working, but doing the things that God would have us to do as given to us in His word. In 2 Timothy 2:15, "Study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman," that's what we're talking about, "a worker for the master." I want to be a worker. "A workman needeth not be ashamed, rightly divided the word of truth." Hear the conclusion of the whole matter, Ecclesiastes 12:13. "Fear God, keep His commandments, for this is the whole duty of man." Do you want to be a worker for the Lord each and every day? I do. Let's sing that beautiful hymn.
I want to be a worker for the Lord. I want to love and trust His holy word. I want to sing and pray and be busy every day in the kingdom of the Lord. I will work, I will pray in the vineyard, in the vineyard of the Lord. I will work, I will pray, I will labor every day in the vineyard of the Lord. I want to be a worker every day. I want to lead the erring in the way that leads to heaven above, where all is peace and love in the kingdom of the Lord. I will work, I will pray in the vineyard, in the vineyard of the Lord. I will work, I will pray, I will labor every day in the vineyard of the Lord. I want to be a worker strong and brave. I want to trust in Jesus' power to save. All who will truly come shall find a happy home in the kingdom of the Lord. I will work, I will pray in the vineyard, in the vineyard of the Lord. I will work, I will pray, I will labor every day in the vineyard of the Lord.
So while we sang about the Christian life being a beautiful life and I want to be a worker, so we sing about our desire to be a worker in this next song, is to the work. So if we want to be, what's keeping us from being? If we can sing, "I want to be," then what's hindering us from being? And so we know that there's work for us to do. We're going to sing about that in just a little bit. But If I want to be a worker, what hinders me from going and doing the work that God would have me to do? And there's work, again, for all of us. I think about Ezra, chapter 7, verse 10. When Ezra did some preparing, the Bible says that he prepared his heart to seek the law of the Lord, to do it, and to teach in Israel statutes and judgments or commandments. And so he did some heart preparing as he went to the work. And we read about that same concept in the New Testament of all the things that Jesus began both to do and to teach, Acts chapter 1, verse 1. How that the apostles, though they were threatened, though they were beaten, ceased not to teach and preach Jesus Christ, both publicly and privately, Acts 5, verse 42. Those that were scattered about the persecution of Stephen went forth preaching, proclaiming the good news of the gospel in Acts chapter 8. Saul, who used to be a stout persecutor of God's people, obeyed the gospel of Christ, and he and Barnabas were separated by the Holy Spirit for a particular work, Acts 13, and they went forth on these missionary journeys. And so we know that there's work for us to be doing. I want to be a worker, and now let's sing about to the work. And hopefully there's not a thing that would hinder a one of us from doing the work that God would have us to be doing.
To the work, we are servants of God. Let us follow the path that our Master has trod. With the balm of His counsel, our strength to renew, let us do with our might what our hands find to do.
Not always easy being a Christian. We've recently talked about that in sermons, but it bears repeating. God understands that it's not going to always be easy, and He's made provision for difficult times. We have one another. We have a high priest which can, the Bible says that, cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin, Hebrews 4. And so Jesus knows. The Bible says in 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 8, that the eyes of the Lord are over the righteous and His ears are open unto their prayers. And so God knows, God sees, God cares. In fact, says, casting all your care upon the Lord, for He careth for you. 1 Peter 5:7. 2 Peter 2:9. The Lord knoweth how to deliver the godly out of temptations, and to reserve the unjust unto the day of judgment to be punished. So we need to have the dedication. We need to have the purpose of heart that says, I will dare to stand like Joshua, don't we? We need to have zeal and courage, conviction, backbone to stand up for what's right. I am 1 Corinthians 15:58. Be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. Paul talked about in 1 Corinthians 15:1 that they stood in the gospel, that they were saved by wherein you stand. We need to take a stand. Be careful and mindful of where we stand. In Galatians 5:1, stand fast therefore in the liberty wherewith Christ hath made you free. Be not again entangled with the yoke of bondage. Or in 1 Corinthians 16, and in verse 13, 1 Corinthians 16:13, watch ye, stand fast in the faith, quit you like men, be strong. You think Joshua had an easy job? You think about difficult shoes to fill. Think about the great deliverer, the great leader that Moses was. And then Joshua being commissioned to be the very one to take God's people into the promised land. No wonder God would say, be strong. Don't be dismayed. Be of strong courage. I won't leave you. I'm with you. He could stand against the enemies of God. Choose you this day who you will serve, Joshua 24. I think that's listed under the title of our next hymn. Do we have the courage and conviction to stand and to dare to stand like Joshua? So let's sing together about it.
We are bound for Canaan land, tending by the way. Who shall lead us on the road? Choose your king today. Dare to stand like Joshua. Dare to say the
songs about working, serving the Lord. How long are we going to do that? You obey the gospel of Christ, and how long are you going to be a Christian? How long are you going to do the work? that God would have you to be doing? Till it gets hard? Till you're tired? Till you have opposition? How would you answer that? How would I answer that? I hope that we have the dedication to do the work till Jesus comes. We'll work till Jesus comes. Or until I die first, whichever comes first. Nonetheless, we're going to be working and doing the things that God would have us to be doing. The Bible teaches, no uncertain terms, that the Lord is returning again. Acts 1, Revelation 1 talks about it. 2 Peter chapter 3 talks about the day of the Lord coming. I read to you in the introduction from Revelation 14:13 about working. That we may rest from our labors and our works. Do follow them, the text says, those that die in the Lord. And have rest and peace. And it's then and only then that truly we'll cease to work. I hope that's our attitude, that as long as there's breath in my lungs, as long as I'm physically able to do it, I'm going to do what I can do and in the circumstance that I have to do it with. I think about Paul, and Paul's one of those individuals we can't even begin to imagine. The work that he did, the opposition that was against him, they tried to kill him. In fact, in one particular instance, they supposed that he had been dead. But he wasn't. And he could still continue to serve God. Will we do that? When in 2 Timothy chapter 4, verses 6 to 8, Paul says that the time of my departure is at hand. I'm now ready to be offered. The time of my departure is at hand. I've fought a good fight. I've finished my course. I've kept the faith. Henceforth there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day, and not to me only, but unto all them also who love His appearing. Is that going to be our attitude? We'll work till Jesus comes. What about the work here at Mill Street? I realize you may not always be here. Things in life change. I may not always be here. My family may not always be here. But will the work continue to go? Will you continue to work till Jesus comes? No matter where we end up being, will we work till Jesus comes? I think I share with you, sometimes, when you're going to retire, they may ask you that. And listen, relative to our walk with God, our Christian work, our retirement's not here. Doesn't matter if you're a preacher or not. Our retirement is up there. That's when we'll cease to work and be rewarded for our labors. Jesus stated in at least a couple of places in the book of Revelation, "Behold, I come quickly," Revelation 22:12. "My reward is with me to give to every man according as his work shall be." And I love the way the book of Revelation ends. "He which testifieth these things saith, surely I come quickly." I did a sermon, if you'll recall that, on that phrase, "Surely I come quickly." Amen. "Even so, come, Lord Jesus." We'll work till Jesus comes. Let's sing together.
Oh, land of rest, for thee I sigh. When will the moment come when I shall lay my armor by and dwell in peace at home? We'll work till Jesus comes. We'll work till Jesus comes. We'll work till Jesus comes and we'll be gathered home. No tranquil joys on earth I know, no peaceful sheltering. This world's a wilderness. is not my home. We'll work till Jesus comes. We'll work till Jesus comes. We'll work till Jesus comes. And we'll be gathered home to Jesus Christ. I fled for rest. He bade me cease to roam and lean for succor on His breast till He conduct me home. We'll work till Jesus comes. We'll till Jesus comes. We'll work till Jesus comes, and we'll be gathered home.
We never know when we've walked our last mile. We never know when our When the particular hour of the day will be our last hour. Do you ever think about that? You think about individuals who died and gone on. Perhaps they had no idea that they'd lived their last day. No idea that they'd prayed their last prayer. No idea that they had hung the phone up from their loved one for the last time. I recall an incident. Remember my dad talking about, left an impression on him. When it was around Christmas time and the mother had told the kids, "Now listen, I've got to go for a little while, and when I get back, we'll make some cookies together." The kids were so excited about that. But guess what? Mom didn't make it home. Could you imagine? That could happen to any of us. This may be the very last time that I stand before you. I don't know that. Maybe the last time that you come through that door to assemble an occasion like this. It's maybe the last time that we're together as a group when all of us are here. We've lost individuals since me and my family have been here. And there was a service when that was would be the last service when all of us would be together. But that's the reality, isn't it? As much as I want to live a long life, I don't know that I'm going to. But I know that there are better things to come for God's people. I know that. And that certainly makes death easier. Doesn't it? We worry about our family. We worry about those that we're going to leave behind. But we don't have to fear death from the standpoint of, I don't know what's on the other side. We know that God will forever be with us. He'll never leave us or forsake us. We know that there is rest for the people of God, Hebrews 4:9. But we know that we're going to die. Ecclesiastes 9:5 and Hebrews 9:27, we know there's a judgment to come. We know that there is a crown of life to be gained, to be won, if we're faithful unto God in this life. Revelation 2 and in verse 10. You know, everyone's going to walk their last mile, saved or lost. You're going to walk your last mile. I am too. But when it's all said and done, and we stand before the Lord on that great judgment day, will we hear those words, "Come, you blessed my Father, or depart from me"? It's only two ways, two options. Forever with the Lord in heaven, or cast in the lake which burns with fire and brimstone in hell forever and ever. If this is your last mile, if this is your last day, if this is your last service, if this is your last opportunity, what will it be for all eternity? It's a sobering thought. I hope that we can say that we'd be saved, that we've done what God has expected us to do, that we've lived a life that has been pleasing to Him, the best that we can live according to His Word, faithful to Him, knowing that heaven will be our eternal home when this life is over. If not, we need to do something about it, right? So let's sing together The Last Mile of the Way.
If I walk in the highway,
enjoyed this theme on working for the Master. Some may say, you know what, there's just no place for me in the Father's kingdom. There's just nothing that I can do. There's nothing that I can contribute. What on earth could I someone like me possibly do? More than what you think. What you do is an encouragement to others, perhaps more so than you'll ever realize. I talked with an elderly lady a number of years ago, and she was discouraged because of not being able to do a whole lot. And I just reminded her, listen, coming to the building, seeing you get out of your car with your aches and pains and having your Bible with you and putting a smile on your face and walking across the parking lot just to be here is an encouragement. Think about what you've done to others and for others. There's room in the kingdom for everyone. Right? Jesus tasted death for every man. Hebrews chapter 2, verse 9. In 2 Corinthians chapter 5, and in verse 14, 2 Corinthians 5:14, For the love of Christ constraineth us, because we thus judge that if one died for all, then we're all dead. And that he died for all, that they which live should not henceforth live unto themselves, but unto him which died for them and rose again. One of the sweetest Bible invitations I've shared with you several times, Matthew 11:28-30. Come unto me, all ye. There's that big word we talked about this morning. That simple word, all. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I'm meek and lowly. Find rest unto your souls, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. You want to be a worker? There's room for you. There's room for each of us. There's work that each of us can do. We extend this invitation to you to become a child of God by hearing the gospel, Romans 10:17, believing that Jesus is the Son of God, John 8:24. Repenting of your sins, Acts 3:19, confessing your faith in Christ that He is the Son of God, Romans 10:10. Being baptized for the remission of your sins, Acts 2:38. Maybe you have done that, but you've turned your back on the Lord. You want to come home. You want to be restored. You have opportunity to do that. Now, repenting of those sins, making confession of them, we'll pray with you and for you. Don't delay. Come right now.